Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How everyone doing this wonderful Wednesday?
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing this morning there, sir? I'm doing pretty good.
Right.
I enjoying the life that God gave me.
There's a lot. You're so right about it. It's truly the life that he gave. It's truly the life that he gave. Yes, we should be thankful, be glad that God blessed us to look upon the day that we have never seen. We hoped for this day. We expected this day, but God made it a reality. So we don't tell him thank you. Yes, we don't tell him thank you for this day. Thank him for this year. Thank him for this month that he allowed us. He set aside for recognition and remembrance. On this day, I heard you say the other day, we're still making history. It's good to go back and reflect spiritually, mentally, physically, because to know that whatever God has done and allowed in the past, he'll allow it to be done even today. Praise the Lord, even in our time. We thank him. All the greats that went on before us, Carter G. Woodson, Rosa Parks, Frederick Douglass, W.E.B. Du Bois, and others. So Jana Truth, Harriet Tubman, Ruby Bridge, Ella Baker, thank you, Lord. Claudia Colvin, Jane Bolin, Dorothy Height, Rebecca Lee Crumble, Major Taylor, Phyllis Wheatley, Booker T. Washburn, the list goes on. Praise the Lord. God has blessed us. God has blessed us, so we need to, you know, it's easy for us to complain, but we need to look back and look and see what he has done. You know, and even in our situation, even in our lives, look how far he has brought you from. Look how what he has allowed you to accomplish, even you yourself. Praise the Lord, in your job, or in your day-to-day living, in overcome even spiritually, how things he bless you with that you don't struggle with as much anymore. You don't find yourself falling weak to the things you used to fall weak in, and you find yourself stronger than what you used to be. I say that's an accomplishment right there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Sometimes it bothers you, don't bother you no more.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I come. You know, we look at over history and things that were accomplished people of our culture, but we can look and see accomplishments within ourselves. Truly not taking nothing from the great inventors and how God has blessed them, but he has blessed us as well. And I tell him thank you for his accomplishment, even in us. Even in us. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so even his instruction that he gives. Yes, sir. You was going to say something, bro?
No, I hold up on that.
Okay. Let's see.
Just another day. I just sit here and think about it. Where would I be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be still stressing, you know, being worried, just health bad, you know, headache, you know? If I didn't let some of this stuff go, not let it worry you.
Yes, sir. One good thing, one great thing to relieve worry is the conversation that he allows us to have with him, and we call it prayer. We can talk to the Lord and tell him all about our troubles, and you know, question is asked, or a statement may be made, well, I've been praying and I don't see nothing change. That's when he gives us the privilege to wait. Over that song, they will say, I waited on the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it gives you a testimony when he allows you to wait upon him. Oh, and he will encourage your heart when you wait upon him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That worry, he gives you help for that worry. Gives you confidence for deliverance. Oh, hallelujah. Christ will redeem you. Hallelujah. He will redeem you. He will give you strength through patience, through long suffering. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
But Reverend Harry, I don't want the people to get wrong. Get me wrong now. Some days you get a little leery and worried, but you gotta keep pushing. Now it'll get on your mind. Stuff will get on your mind.
Yes, sir.
Stuff will happen to you that may stress you out. But, you know, you think about the good. You know, you have to. You gotta look at it in a different. What they say, hindsight, look at it, look at it in a different way sometimes. Could be worse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But And then that's when he allows that hope to come in. Over in Psalms 40 chapter, we'll pray and we'll ease on into this. It just came up on my mind. For those that are waiting, we'll bless them with some hope. How about that?
This is Psalms 40.
Father God. Yes, sir, Psalms 40. Let's whisper a little prayer and we'll get on in this thing. Praise the Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you, Father, for this day. Thanking you for this moment that you allowed us to come together. Thanking you, Father, for all that you have done. Thanking you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your love. Thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity to sit down and reason in your word. We ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Remove any hindering spirits, Father God. Even, oh, Father God, the spirits that will hinder your word going forth, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And just want to say we love you and we're thankful, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you have done, all that you're doing right now, and all that we know that you're going to do, Father, all every way that you're going to make, every healing that you're going to give, every mind you're going to set at ease, that troubled mind. So we just tell you, thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. That's 40. That's Psalms 40. It tells us that in the first verse, it said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. It's the chief position, a psalm of David. We realize doubts and fears about the eternal state are a horrible, horrible pit. Sometimes when you're waiting, sometimes you can get weary if you don't see any evidence that you have waited. You wait for the Lord. Sometimes you know just what to do and to get an answer. But then when you do that and you don't get an answer, if you're not careful, doubt and fears will set in. But David said, yeah, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. You know, I surrendered unto him. I tried it my way, but I'm so glad about it. I inclined. He inclined unto me. You know, was he listened. He heard. He turned the ear to me. He brought me up out. Hallelujah. Also out of a horrible pit, out of the muck and the miry clay, and set me my feet upon a rock and establish my going. See, when God does something so quick, if we're not careful, we fail to give him the praise. But and you know, when he moves too quick, sometimes people say, "Well, I did this or that," instead of God did this. Yeah, so sometime in waiting, he showed you that it was only him that moved. You can't take no credit for it because you tried what you could try first. Usually we have knowledge of the thing. Sometimes we don't pray about it. We just try to fix it or try to work it out. But David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard. He heard my cry. I was in a horrible pit. Yeah, but he said he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet up on a rock and established my going. And when one thing about it, when God has blessed you and lifted you and brought you up out of that pit, some been in a pit of worry, a pit of sin, a pit of sadness, a pit of hurt, a period of the hurt of a lost loved one, sorrow, hallelujah, condemnation. But these are pits that God can bring you out of, continual stumbling, weakness, weary. Oh, hallelujah, just don't know which way to turn. He brings us up out of those things, hallelujah, of a horrible, horrible pit of fixed, you know, you're stuck in a whole situation, and if you can, if I could paint the picture for you, when you're down in there, when you're down in a hole, it seems like darkness is all around you. But one good thing about it, if you can look up, if you can look up towards the light, hallelujah, and see sometimes being in a pit ain't such a horrible thing because it will force you to look up, look up unto the Lord and know where your help will come from. And you are consciously, when you're down there, and if you done been down there a while, you start to think of how can I get up out of this pit? And it forces you to look up. And that's what we should continue to do when we don't know which way to go. And when it seems like we're stagnant, look up. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Look up. Look up to see how to get up. Praise the Lord. Look up. Look up to see how you can advance from where you are. Hallelujah. And see, David said here, he was in this, at this horrible, there is power enough in God to help the weakest. And those that they feel they are without grace. Hallelujah. But if you stray away, or if you're trying to find the way, look up. And it's a good thing to tell the Lord, I stretch my hands to thee, no other help that I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. Hallelujah. And when you allow God to, hallelujah, though he's omnipresent, but let him be present in you. Hallelujah. And when he will, you'll find yourself. It don't seem as bad, or you start to have thoughts, well, it could have been worse. See, that's a sign of hope. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. He had to put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many see you in that horrible pit and you feel like you're in an eternal state there, and that muck, that miry clay that your feet seem like you're stuck in and can't break free from. Hallelujah. And have been so to many of the children. Hallelujah, I'm the children of God. Hallelujah, but I'm thankful. I'm thankful for here. It don't seem as bad. Hallelujah. It don't seem as bad or as horrible when you start to look up. Well, when you look up, you have hopes of being up. And then you start to make advances. Someone say, how can I get God to move in my situation? Well, you start moving. You start encouraging yourself. Many times David had to encourage himself and encourage yourself. But instead of the devil telling you that you can't, you start to tell yourself, I can. I can. Hallelujah. For every I can't that you have, God has a I can. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. See, when he lifts you up, tell him thank you. When you recognize that he made your day a little brighter, tell him thank you. Tell him when you feel you wasn't loved and God allow you to feel his love, tell him, thank him. Every time he allows you to feel the Holy Spirit, or every time you feel like the Lord is talking to you, you need to tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. And I know if you tell him thank you and give him the recognition, the praise, the honor, the glory that he deserves, hallelujah, many times you'll tell him thank you. Even when the storm just started, you'll recognize that it was him that allowed it to be. So tell him thank you. And knowing that it's working for the good of them, hallelujah. If it's coming from the devil, hallelujah, you can look unto the Lord and pray. But if it's coming from the Lord, you can ask him to have mercy upon me, Lord, according to what I know about you, according to how I know you have been in the past and how our relationship is. Have mercy, Lord. God, then he shall see it. Hallelujah. And fear, and they shall trust in the Lord. Fear with reverence and respect. Hallelujah. That the Lord can lift you up out of your horrible pit. The Lord can establish your going. The Lord can put a new song in your heart, in your mouth. Hallelujah. Praises unto him. And verse 4 would tell us, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respect not the proud, nor turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us work. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Hallelujah. The psalmist here, he waited and he continued believing, hoping, and praying. It is applicable to Christ, his agony in the garden. Hallelujah. On the cross was a horrible hit. Hallelujah. For Christ and that miry clay. But those that wait patiently, God, not wait in vain. Our waiting is not in vain. Those that have been under religious, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, a religious, oh, hallelujah, wait, and by the grace of God have been redeemed and made, hallelujah, happy. May apply that second verse. Hallelujah. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. We can feel freely, hallelujah, to themselves that they were delivered from such thing that had them bound. You see, Christ is the rock on which a poor soul can stand on, can lean upon, can depend upon. But God has given us steadfast hope, even in our situation, to hope and expecting God to have his way, expecting God, trusting God, no matter how dark that pit may get or weary it may seem, their trust and hope is still in God. God feels this psalmist heard with joy. Hallelujah. With joy, with peace, believing that the multitude by faith are holding the suffering. Oh, hallelujah. And glory of Christ. In this, we learn to fear justice and trust in the mercy of God through him. Oh, don't you thank the Lord for Jesus? Thank God for Jesus. Many are the benefits with which we are daily loaded, both by the providence and by the grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The things, oh, hallelujah. It works hand in hand. You, You must see the good as well as the bad. You must take the bitter also with the sweet. You must take the light with the darkness. Well, you see, it takes the sunshine and the rain to make it a perfect day. For things to be complete, you got to have the positive and the negative. But our hope is in Christ, because he is our firm foundation. Many, O Lord, verse 5, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. Thou thoughts which are to us cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee, if I would declare and speak of them. They are more than I number. Sacrifices and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears has thou opened, but often and sin has thou not required, O Lord. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Preach righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and the truth from the great congregation. Oh Lord, here it is. Thank you, Lord. Here is Christ work of redemption here. Oh Lord, hallelujah. I said earlier, by letting the redeem of the Lord say so. You know, God will. Sometimes he allows the fire, but he don't give you the fire without hope and without safety and without strength to be able to go through the storm. Though you're doing his will, he's going to make your way. Hallelujah. Because you're doing his will. Hallelujah. You don't stand with the popular opinion. You know, he had not held back. He did not hide thy righteousness within his heart, but he had declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. He hadn't concealed anything. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, it's surely not thy loving kindness and the truth from the great congregation. It says, withhold not thou a tender mercy, the asking of the Lord from me. O Lord, thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. O Lord, when sometimes telling the things of God may get you in a little fire sometimes. People you thought was walking with you, but when you have to correct them, sometimes it calls a little fire. It calls the situation to be heated. But remember, in that heatedness, the love of God, hallelujah, the love of God when when you would have disagreements, hallelujah, make sure we all agree upon Christ and his salvation for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was given that Psalms 40, but I wanted to look at that just to be a blessing this morning at Psalms, first Psalms. First one, Brother Nutty was speaking, it made me think about Hallelujah, David. He had waited patiently for the Lord, and the Lord, he inclined unto him his ear. He heard him. Hallelujah. Look, I was looking at something yesterday, and someone was asking, does God hear prayer? I can tell you, yes, he does. Hallelujah. But we need to get ourselves in the open and get God's attention that he would hear prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you are a sinner and you need him to hear your prayer, repent. You're a sinner saved by grace, repent, and he will hear your prayer. If you want to need salvation, confess to him. Believe the plan of salvation which he has done for all of us. If you confess with your mouth and if you would believe in your heart, hallelujah, God has raised Jesus from the dead, and he is the only begotten of the Father. If you're going to believe anything, make sure you believe and agree upon that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms. Thank you, Lord. This is on my Psalms. First book of Psalms, the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. What is God's law? It's in those 66, as we call them. It's in the Old and the New Testament. If we can delight ourselves in the Word of God, and meditate on it and let it be governed in our lives, we shall set ourselves up for greatness. We shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You'll know, hallelujah, in the season. You say, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. But if you're in his will and his way, meditate in the law of the Lord, hallelujah, and delight in yourself in it, happy will you find yourself, and you'll know when the season is. Hallelujah for you. Bring it forth his season in his fruit in his season. Leave all show shall not wither, you won't be withered, and whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. Hallelujah, because you're pleasing God. And there's one thing about pleasing God. When you're pleasing God and being pleasing in his service, you don't even have to worry about, hallelujah, your trials and tribulations, because they are already taken care of. And if God allows them, he's only teaching you something, hallelujah, that you may know for yourself that he is God, that you may know for yourself to look unto him in all things. Acknowledge him, Proverbs will tell you. And when you acknowledge him in all things, it's easy for him to direct your path on which way you should go and the decision that you should make and what is good for you, hallelujah, and what is your prayer, your path, hallelujah. And you'll know then that, yes, God do answer prayer, and he's still doing great things, even now, even this day, when we pray. Make sure that you know, hallelujah, tell him that you accept him, you call him your Father, hallelujah. Even the great prayer, the model prayer, our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah. Then you say, hallowed be thy name, and you're letting them know that you want his will to be done, his kingdom to come. You want things as well hallelujah, on earth as they are in heaven, and you telling them, give us this day. your daily bread, you're asking for his word, hallelujah. We shouldn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So God, give us your word and help us understand that. That's what that model for is. Help us understand your will and your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what I have for today, God. I bless you. I pray that it has helped someone. If there would be questions or hallelujah about the word, hallelujah, or if you need a little help, hallelujah, 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 or just, if you just want to say prayer, I just want to say thank you, oh God, I love you. Now's the time, push the one button. Thank you. Hey, Martha, secret menu, only Christ, living bread, can satisfy the world's spiritual hunger. Only Christ, the living bread, can satisfy the world's spiritual hunger. Praise the Lord. Secret, it's a secret menu. Jesus invites all of us to trust his ability to satisfy, hallelujah, the deepest need of our hearts. We discover how to live not just by our physical appetite, by the soul-satisfying spirit of our God. This menu, he lays it all out for us. You know, as we go to restaurant or go somewhere to get something to eat, we have a menu set before us. And we are given a menu that we would set before us that would satisfy our appetite that we have. And what do we hunger for when we look into God's word? He has an open book before us, and let us choose what we would eat on that day. Hallelujah. But make sure whatever we eat on that day, our appetite is, hallelujah, to do is where we shall hunger and thirst after righteousness. Only Christ, the living bread, can satisfy the world's spiritual hunger. Thank you, Amy. Secret menu. Also, she gave us the advocate. The advocate, the one who died as our substitute and lived as our advocate. Praise the Lord. Our way back to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you do for us. You know, I get caught up a lot of times when I realize how much grace, how much mercy that he shows us. Hallelujah. We deserve justice, but over and over he continues to give us mercy and grace. Hallelujah. You see, our advocate is a person who publicly supports. Hallelujah. Or recommends a particular cause or policy. Hallelujah. Jesus is your best supporter. Hallelujah. When everybody want to throw you away, when you and even yourself wouldn't give a nickel for yourself, God deemed that you was worried. God looked upon you and showed us an abundance of mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we could not get back to God, and men had fallen short and had sinned. But God, with his mercy, with his grace, and with him going to Calvary's cross and putting himself in the place that we should be, hallelujah, and die, hallelujah, and paying for that debt that we owe, and came and lived the life and to show us that it can be done. Hallelujah. And don't think that you cannot be holy, because Christ already showed you that it can be done. So gird up your girl. You know, sometimes you get in certain outfits, and people have used girdles to pull or suck in so they can able to be to wear what they want to wear. If it's smaller than they are, but they use a girdle to suck it in, so is. Hallelujah. The garment that Christ has for us, we have to gird up our loins, pull in things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have too much sticking out here or there, hallelujah, get rid of it so you can able spiritually gird up your loins spiritually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't wave that would hang out, if you will. Correct those things. Gird up yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise you, Lord. Praise. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
Reverend Henry, just in your closing prayer, pray for God's mm-hmm. plan and continue to pray for everyone of God's children there. We have mm-hmm. no one has raised their hand.
No one. Okay. Well, thank God and keep it pushing, as we said. Thank him for allowing us. Truly, it's a great opportunity, and we thank him for it. We say that, and many people think it's a cliche, but we say it and we truly mean it, because God don't have to do what he does. And he'll still be God all by himself. But in his multiple grace and mercy that he shows, it just overwhelms us. And we just have to recognize it. And the more you recognize what God do, the more he will do. But if you are stuck in that pit and won't allow him to, because he won't force himself, but if you allow him to, he'll lift you up. Sometimes we want to stay where we are, but if you allow God, hallelujah, he will lift you up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for being in attendance. Thank you, Lord, with us as we read in your word, as we just sup with you. Lord, we tell you, thank you. Thank you for a menu that you gave us that we can go forth and choose, hallelujah, with our spiritual appetite, what we will eat, hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord, how you allow us to partake of your spirit. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you how you have allowed us, Lord, hallelujah, to look into the holy word, Father God, and receive from thee. We thank you. Thank you for being our hope. Thank you for being hope to the hopeless. Strength to those that are weak, and those that already have strength, you increase, hallelujah, their strength. They're going, you establish, they're going. We tell you, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, tell you, thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. We give your name the praise this day. Continue to bless all those that are called by thy name, all the children of God, even, Father God, those that are out of the ark of safety, that have not made Jesus Christ, hallelujah, their Savior. Bless them before the door closes and it's too late, Father God. Bless them to come on in out of the rain, hallelujah. There's peace and safety in the will of God. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Continue to bless what we call this God's plan, your named it yourself, and we're trying to do your plan, Father God. Help us with your plan, Father God, for we realize that you are the author, finisher of our faith. So we thank you, Lord, and we love you, Lord. So continue to bless us to be good followers. Hallelujah. Bless us to continue to hold your hand and allow you to lead the way. Lead us, Father God, the way that you would have us to go. Thank you for this walk that you've given us. Hallelujah. Thank you for all the supporters, all the prayers, all those that would turn aside and would hear, those that have heard in the past that are hearing right now. And we thank you for, hallelujah, those that will call, hallelujah, in the future, the things that you're going to do. We're just overjoyed with, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you're going to give other testimonies. We are so thankful, Father, for you and your love. In Jesus' name, continue to keep us, Father. We continue to pray for this the disease, Father God, in the land, Father God, that hallelujah, things that you have allowed, have mercy and bless us to learn, Father God, what you're trying to teach us. Bless us to get it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, this coronavirus, and all the new variants of the, hallelujah. But, Father God, we have to just look upon us, Father, and, hallelujah, take care. We trust you, Lord. We believe in you, Lord, and our hope is in you. Bless us to continue to have a mind to call upon thee, to worship thee, to adore thee, to be pleasing in thy sight, to delight ourselves in you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we do pray and we do thank you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. Dive it a bit of better. Drop it on last always. Everybody up. Oh yes I am. Drop it on last. Somebody else say I'm so glad. Remember this, come on.
He may not come when you want him, but he's on time. Times of trouble found him to be a friend of mine. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Oh, yes, I am. Trouble on life.
Verse one more time with the other verse. Hey.
May not come when you want him, but it's on time. Times of trouble found him to be a friend of mine. Strong clouds may rise. Want you to know he'll be there. Help you to bear, to bear, to bear. Everybody, I'm so.
We finna go. I'm finna preach.
Drop it on. I'm so glad. Drop it on last.
Come on, here go the favorite part.
Say, weeping may, weeping endure. The faith, it will be whispered made, endure. Here's the faith, it will be
Come on, soprano. Say it again, soprano. Y'all sound good. Come on, alto. Y'all sound good tonight. Come on, last night. Wait, no, no. Come on.
You created me.